Previous Gemara, Rava had said that according to Hananya, if a boat can be moved, even it can only be moved with the help of oxen, it's considered able to be moved, and it can become tame. The Gemara proves this from a Mishnah as well, where it seems that with the help of a wagon that can only be moved with the help of animals, is considered to be able to be moved, and therefore it is subject to tuma. Bryson says that an earthenware keli is not subject to tumas medrash, you know, from a zov or a zov or anita, etc. But Rabbi Yossi said, and Rabbi Yossi, it's also a ship. In fact, the Gemara, what does Rabbi Yossi mean? Obviously, a ship can't become tummy medrash. In fact, the Mishnah said that a ship can't become tummy at all. Zvid amends the Brisa to say that Tanakhama says an earthenware keli can't become tummy as medrash, but it could become tummy through being touched on its inside by a tummy item, and a ship made out of earthenware can also become tummy when it's touched on the inside by a tummy item, which would follow Hananya. Rabbi Yossi comes along and argues and says that any ship, even something made of earthenware, can't become tummy. This follows our Mishnah, which says that no ship can become tummy. A Papa asked, according to Zvid, why does Rabbi Yossi say that also a ship doesn't become tummy? Also means that Tanakhama says something doesn't become tummy. Rabbi Yossi is adding to it, but according to Rabbi Yossi, Tanakhama said there's no such thing. Therefore, a Papa meant to write it differently. He said the Tanakhama says an earthenware keli can't become tummy as medrash, but it could become tummy through being touched by something that's tummy. A wooden keli could become tummy through medrash and through being touched. However, the Tanakhama says a ship, even if it's made of wood, if it's something that goes in the yard, can't become tummy. This would follow our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yossi argues and says that a ship can become tummy like Hananya. Mara asks, how do we know that an earthenware keli can't become tummy as medrash? The Chizkiya says, the Pasuk says about the couch of a Zov, it says, his couch. So it tells you, compare the couch to the Zov. Just like a Zov becomes tar by going to the mikvah, so too, the only couch that becomes tummy through medrash is a couch made of material that can become tar by going through a mikvah. This excludes earthenware, which can't become tar by going to the mikvah, instead it has to be broken. The Shiva Rishmol says the pasuk about the couch of a zova says kimishkav nidasa yiala. So it compares the couch to her days in the days of her nida. So just like the couch of a nida is compared, and the couch of a nida is compared to the nida herself. Just like a nida can become tar by going to the mikvah, so too only the only couch that becomes tar as medrash is one that can become tar by going into the mikvah. This excludes a couch of earthenware. Reloi asks from a brisa that says that a mat of reeds could become tar as medrash. Now Reloi asks that a mat of reeds can't become tar by being placed in the mikvah, so why does it become tar when his office sits on it as medrash? Chanina answers that a mat of reeds is different because other kalim of reeds, a wooden keli that has a base kibble, could become tar by being put in the mikvah. Therefore, the mat of reeds also becomes tummy as medrash. However, an earthenware keli which can never become tar by being put in the mikvah can never become tummy as medrash either, based on the drush of either Chizkiya or the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Lo and Rabbi Chanina very much disagreed with each other's understanding. Rabbi Chanina learns his point from the Psukim. One pasuk about a couch of a Zov says, Mishkavoy, he compares the couch to the Zov. Another pasuk says, Kol HaMishkav, without the possessive, and therefore telling you not to compare the couch to the Zov. So the Torah is telling us at times we do compare it, and times not. So we do compare it to tell you that if it's something that can't become Torah through a mikvah, then it does not become Tameas Medrash. But if we don't compare it, is if it's something that this material, like a mat of reeds, this material, other kalim made from this material could become tar in a mikvah. Therefore, then this thing can become tamei as medrash as well, like the mat of reeds. Rava comes with a new approach of how do we know that an earthenware keli can't become tamei as medrash? He says it's from a pasuk. Pasuk says that an earthenware keli that's sealed doesn't become tamei from a mace. Now, there's no reason that this is limited to any particular type of earthenware keli. Rather, it even includes all earthenware kalim. It even includes earthenware kalim that are used for the seat of an ida. Now, if such a keli would become tamei medrash, sealing the keli wouldn't prevent it from becoming tamei from the mace. A sealed earthenware keli doesn't become tamei from the mace because the outside of the keli doesn't become tamei. But if it would become tamei as medrash, then it would become tamei on the outside and therefore wouldn't be prevented from becoming tamei to a mace just because it's sealed. We see from here that an earthenware keli cannot become tamei as medrash. Mishnah asks, Zokta Mishnah, from where do we know that a field that is 6x6 tvachim, you can have up to 5 different types of seeds, to 5 different types of plants planted in it, and it won't be an issue of klayim? 4 on the 4 outer sides, and 1 directly in the center. How do we know? We learn from a pasuk that says, Ki cha'ores toitzi tzimcha uchgano zreua tzatzmiach. Zeruel tzatzmiach. So the pasuk doesn't say zara, it says zerueha. That's how we learn. So Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda explains the Mishnah that each reference to the word growing or to vegetation refers to another type of seed that's allowed to be planted in a single planting area. Therefore, toitzi is one. Tzimcha is another one. We have 2. Zeru'eho is plural, and therefore it's another 2, so 2 plus 2 is 4. Satzmiach is 1 for a total of 5. And the Rabbanan determined that the smallest area which 5 different species can be planted and not draw nourishment from each other and therefore not be a problem of klayim is an area of 6x6 tvachim.